No, I'm never surprised. It's not the first time. It was just as bad, if not worse, probably 15 years ago. I think I'm quite rightly, I'm the head of the company. I'm the one to blame. For me, Saturday was a lot more depressing than last night was. Last night we played a team that are going very well and in third place. On Saturday we played a team who've been in the relegation positions all season, just about. So that's, I think that was more telling or certainly more troubling than last night's game. But as far as reactions go, we're all frustrated, we're all disappointed. Well, that's probably an understatement. But it's been another poor season, and we need to get back to being a better club at recruiting players and spotting potential in players and getting a squad together. We've all got some confidence in them. We've not done that well for the last couple of years.
So by default, for what you're saying there, maybe some of the transactions and things that have been going on in the last year or two, probably not up to standard, do you think?
Well, I think we've, in some ways, we've gone away from our usual MO. We've generally, and I mean, don't take this as a sign of things to come, because it absolutely isn't, but I think some of the players that we had great expectations of have probably been the ones that, for one reason or another, haven't worked out and haven't achieved what we all hoped they might. So I think we need to look at those so-called bankers when we signed them. We thought they'd make the difference for us. They haven't. We need to analyse why, and we need to make sure that recruitment's the big thing, as well as obviously coaching, work ethic and discipline.
You said at the start you accept, you know, it's your responsibility, you're the leader, you're the head of the ship there, and you said we're all frustrated. Well, of course the fans are frustrated, Carl, because they can't do anything about it, whereas they look at you and say that you can.
Well, of course I can. If I can't, I shouldn't be there, so of course I can do something about it, and of course we're trying to do everything that we can. Obviously there's limited things we can do this time of year with the transfer and loan window not being open. It's a case of really trying to galvanise and drive on what we've got and organise what we've got. So that's what we're focusing on, obviously. We've got one or two things on the go to try and do that and make sure we get across the line as quickly as we possibly can and just make the best of a bad lot, but learn. I mean, really, that's the overriding message: learn from this and make sure we go back to doing the things that we do well that have got us success in the past.
How devastating would it be if you drop down a division?
Well, there's not, you know, I don't kick the footballs about. There's not a lot I can do about that now. We've rolled our dice, some would say badly, and in certain cases I'd have to fully agree with them. You know, we've done what we can. All we can now try and do is get the best from the players. I mean, let's face it, some of the players, the future isn't with us. They're playing for their own careers and pride. They need to look at themselves as well, some of them. It's disappointing for Barry, and he's got some experience back up in there with Eric. But, you know, they need to draw every bit of experience they possibly can to get us over the line. But we're not planning for either eventuality yet. I think we've got plans in place that we'll implement, but I think we'll wait and see exactly how we finish before we put concrete plans into place in certain areas anyway.
Everything's easy in hindsight, Carl, we know that, but looking back now, the decision to continue with Barry in charge, is that something maybe you'd have addressed if you'd have known what's going to happen?
I think, yeah, hindsight's the most wonderful management tool, isn't it? But I think you make the best possible decision that you've got in front of you to make at the time. You never make a decision hoping it'll go wrong or badly. I think Barry's picked up a team that hadn't won for 16 or 17 games, and inexplicably, you know, we were going pretty well results-wise and sitting fourth when we played Yeovil away. And people may or may not think it stems from that. Personally, I think that was probably just a tipping point. But I think Barry's tried to bring people in and improve us and give us different options. And I think on the whole, he's done well with that. So I think Barry shouldn't be the focus of... it's counterproductive to make Barry the focus of people's wrath. If they need someone to shout at, then that person should be me.
And they're definitely doing that, Carl, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely, and they've got every entitlement to. They pay the couple hundred quid a year, and that gives them the right to have an opinion and express it.
What would you say to the majority of fans who were angry last night? They're venting their frustrations, as you said, they can do. But it's about money. To them, it's just about money. You don't invest enough. You haven't invested enough in the team and the club this season. What would you say to that direct charge from them?
Well, I fundamentally disagree that it's about money. We got promoted to the Premier League with spending a third less on the squad and transfer fees that we've paid this time. So that's just a fallacy, and it's always the easy one to point to. But it's not that. It's about our recruitment and our use of the money that we have spent. That's been the poor side of things, and the way that we've then gone about doing things with the players we've got. So if people want to just wave the hand at the way, if people want to concentrate solely on money, then that's their prerogative. But it's not that. It's not that. No one will ever convince me that it is. We're prepared to spend money. We've spent substantial sums on bringing players in and players' wages. And generally, the ones that we've paid the most for or paid the most to have yielded the most disappointing results. So I would disagree with them, but they should be free to express their own opinions.
And they do, and there's very often a standoff between yourself and some of the fans. Are you ever going to get that together? Is that ever going to come closer where you work together?
It's probably a slightly negative thing to say. I think people have got their views formed, and it'd be very difficult ever to change their views, despite where we were when I took that club over and where we are now. I think it's all too easy for us all, myself included, just to focus on the last result or the last run of results, which have been poor, or the last performances, which have been poor, more accurately. I just think that we should really, I don't know, I think now's the time, 5 games left, I think now's the time just to all try and get behind the team and get us across the line, and there will be major sorting out and structural alterations to carry out in the summer. And I think that's the time to look at things once the season's done.
What would you say to the fans right now, after last night and that anger and that frustration coming up to the next game, what would you directly say to your fans?
I think it's difficult for them, it's difficult for us not to be angry, disappointed, upset. But I think if they think genuinely in their hearts that it helps the team to have those sorts of scenes, then they need to carry on with that. I don't think it does. I think that we should all do all we can. That includes myself, the manager, the team, everyone connected with the club, and the Supporters Association, who have been very proactive and writing an open letter to the players, which we're going to make sure is delivered direct to the players, and discussed amongst the players and responded to, and that the players, also the coaching staff. So we're doing all we can, really, just to try and get people to understand the depth of feeling that supporters have, and their passion and commitment to the club, and how they're upset, unhappy and disappointed with the results that we've had.
And just finally, Carl, it's a bit of a side issue, I know, but your son Sam, have you taken your phone off him, or is he allowed to tweet again?
Yeah, he's now grounded and his pocket money's been stopped. I think I did say to him after the game, we both went across to look at the banner that was parked outside the ground, and it was probably ill-advised at best to this is the danger of social media, as one or two other people at the club have found out to their detriment by tweeting or putting inappropriate things on social media. So it's sadly the way the world is these days, and you know, we're probably a different generation. It wasn't like that in our day. It was the written word rather than the tweeted word.
But he's had a reprimand off Dad, has he?
Yes, I've told him to be a bit more considered in what he does and says.